You're listening to SBS News.
Iraj Darvish is a small business owner who's feeling the brunt of the coronavirus crisis. His barbershop in Canberra has seen a dramatic drop in customers as social distancing and isolation measures force regulars to stay home.
I normally do 20 haircuts a day, but the whole week, last week, I didn't even do 20 haircuts. I can't do nothing about it. There is no really point to open the shop, put it that way.
Mr. Darvish's plight is a common one across Australia as businesses shut their doors and thousands of workers are laid off. A report by the Grattan Institute estimates 14 to 26% of Australians could be out of work as a result of the pandemic. The figure is higher than the Federal Treasury's forecast of 10% unemployment in the June quarter and means around 3.4 million people could be left jobless. Brendan Coates, the Household Finances Program Director at the Grattan Institute, says some groups will be harder hit than others.
It really just shows that there are enormous costs here that are being borne by the community, and those costs are being borne unevenly. So those that have been most affected by COVID-19 and most likely to have lost their job tend to be younger, lower-income Australians. So low-income earners are twice as likely to lose their job as the highest-income earner, essentially because they tend to work in the kind of industries where you need to be in close physical proximity with other people.
Hospitality workers are especially vulnerable, with the Institute predicting more than half will lose their livelihoods. The prospects are also bleak for women and those employed in retail, education and the arts. Across different age groups, 40% of teenagers, 30% of workers in their 20s and a quarter of employees in their 40s could be out of work. The Institute warns the coronavirus outbreak could have devastating long-term impacts on the economy. Mr. Coates says solving the pandemic should be a key priority in getting Australia's economy back on track. But it could be a delicate balancing act between lifting restrictions and preventing the outbreak from spiralling out of control.
Either we accept that we're going to try to eradicate COVID-19 from Australia, which would require the kind of social distancing measures we've got in place for another couple of months, or we've got to learn to live with COVID-19, in which case we'll gradually open parts of the economy, but it won't be clear what parts of the economy we can open before the rate of infection increases and we risk further outbreaks.
As the unemployment rate is set to hit double digits for the first time since 1994, the government is determined to abide by the advice of its medical experts. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the government's 10% estimate could have been as high as 15% without the help of its JobKeeper scheme. The $130 billion program provides employers with a $1,500 payment per fortnight for each eligible worker, allowing them to stay in jobs. Mr. Frydenberg insists the government is doing its best in a difficult situation.
We're doing everything we can to keep that formal connection between employer and employee. The JobKeeper package does that, but we're also conscious that unemployment is on the rise and that's a function of the economic climate we find ourselves in.
But Labor's Shadow Treasurer Jim Chalmers is sceptical of the Treasurer's claim.
The Treasurer said today that he's doing everything he can to prevent those job losses, but that's not the case. If the Treasurer was doing everything he can, he wouldn't be denying JobKeeper payments to more than a million casuals and other workers.
The opposition has criticised the Coalition for refusing to expand the JobKeeper program to include more workers. Mr. Chalmers called for the scheme to account for the 15,000 workers at struggling airline Virgin Australia and casuals without a 12-month link to an employer. Short-term visa holders and 565,000 international students have also been left without a lifeline after being told to go home if they are unable to support themselves. The next few months could prove difficult for many before the pandemic comes to an end. You can stay up to date on all information about coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.